Meal Exchange, in collaboration with Ryerson University and as part of the Community First Impacts of Community Engagement Project, otherwise known as CIFICE, conducted a study on campus food initiatives across Canada. The report was written by Louisa Hawkins, who was a research assistant at Ryerson University at the time. The report studied six food initiatives and gave some insight into what it takes for students to start and run food initiatives on campus. The case studies mentioned in the report are divided into two categories: garden initiatives and farmers market initiatives. For the garden initiatives, the authors studied Ryerson University, University of Toronto, and Vancouver Island University's Nanaimo campus. Garden initiatives include a children's garden for the Children's Center at Ryerson and a full garden where students try to have a complete cycle of food within the campus. That means that the food grown there is to be consumed on campus and then composted on campus as well. University of Toronto, for example, have a sky garden on a rooftop, which 80% of the food is donated to the campus food bank. Vancouver Island University have a garden which students are free to help themselves to any product from the garden. In addition to the main garden space, there are about 20 plots in this garden for people to rent to grow their own produce at the low cost of $10 a year. With regards to the farmers market initiatives, the authors studied initiatives from Simon Fraser University, McGill University, and the University of Northern British Columbia. Simon Fraser University has the oldest market of the three, dating back to 1996. Food is bought and delivered to campus from the farmers in advance, so there wouldn't be extra strain on the farmers to sell their product. There are several pricing options for food at the market to accommodate people of different incomes. McGill's Farmers Market takes place only in the fall months with heavy involvement from McGill and Food and Dining, which is the main campus food provider. University of Northern British Columbia's market operates in a manner similar to McGill's, but faces challenges as it's not in one of the main buildings on campus. However, it does have an edge because faculty members are also heavily involved in the market. Overall, the most common challenges that all these initiatives face are volunteer involvement and bureaucracy. Permits are often needed to expand and operate on these student initiatives. Financial struggles and low volunteer turnout were often mentioned as challenges, although some to a greater degree than others. Most student leaders expressed the concern in continuity of the initiatives, as it is often the same people running the initiatives. The student leaders with these projects strongly emphasized communication and fostering a healthy relationship with partners, team members, and university administrators. They said that these relationships are vital to an initiative's success. This Plain Language podcast is brought to you by the Community First Impacts of Community Engagement Project, a 7-year action research project that investigates how to improve community campus partnerships. For more information, please visit our website at www.carleton.ca/communityfirst.